The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello and welcome to Happy Hour, everyone. Lovely to be with you and to practice together. So for today's practice, I wanted to bring in into our practice space internally and externally something that's really important. Perhaps is synonymous in some ways, it's synonymous with metta, with loving kindness, and that idea, that concept, that way of being in the world is generosity of spirit. Generosity being in some ways synonymous with metta, with loving kindness, with care, both for ourselves and for others. And I recently actually wrote an article on generosity, how important generosity is, which showed up in, I think just recently came out in the Buddha Dharma magazine, which is a Lion's Roar magazine. It's online, so maybe later I'll send the pointer to that to Neil so that he can share it on the Google groups so you guys can see that. But many reflections on the importance of generosity. One thing is that there is this list of what's called the 10 perfections in Buddhism, the 10 perfections, 10 beautiful qualities of the heart. Love and kindness is one of them. There is equanimity. There is perseverance. There's patience. Many beautiful qualities of the heart. And guess what is number one? Number one is generosity, the spirit of generosity. And generosity, when I bring up the word, let us not limit ourselves to the idea of, oh, I have to be generous. I have to give stuff to people. It's not about that at all. Really, that's a subcategory of generosity. Well, the shoulding is not part of generosity at all. If you feel like you should be generous, just don't be kind to yourself instead. But giving things to people is a sub aspect of generosity, really. Generosity of spirit, giving people the benefit of the doubt, giving them or giving yourself care and kindness, being generous with yourself, for example, when you're hurting, when you're having, say, physical pain or emotional pain. That aspect of generosity is really synonymous with love, with metta, or to others, or giving others your time, giving them your attention, or giving them the generosity of not giving them advice, just giving them your presence, just listening with kindness. All of these are aspects of generosity. And not only is it important interactively, but as I want to point out tonight in our guided meditation, generosity can serve as a container for us to relax into, for the mind to feel its own expansiveness, its own generosity, and relax with more cohesion, with more coherence, maybe more concentration, one word to use, but really with more settled into ease of it's okay. Again, metta and generosity being synonymous there. So that's the, practically speaking, that's what I'd like to bring in tonight into our guided meditation, this exploration of generosity, or in Pali the word is dana, giving to ourselves, others, a sense of sitting in this sense of graciousness, really. So that's all I want to say to set up the space. Let's just practice together. So So, sitting, landing in your seat and saying, what is most generous to you? What is a generous posture right now that's both supportive of your body? It allows your spine to be as straight as possible, and yet it allows a sense of ease. A sense of gracious largesse to your body, oh dear body. This perspective, generosity to our body as we gather ourselves in the sitting or even lying position in this moment before we begin, as we begin. Letting go. Letting go is also an aspect of generosity when you release. It's the same movement of the heart, same movement of the mind. When you don't cling to something, you release it. You let it go with ease. Releasing thoughts. Releasing tightness, tension, holding in the body, in the mind. Same practice, same movement of the heart as generosity. I'm feeling the generosity of the earth, of the seat, of this chair or cushion, holding you, supporting your weight. Accepting the generosity and the gesture of releasing your weight, completely releasing your weight. Arm to the chair, the cushion, to the earth. And letting awareness connect with the breath. This generosity of the breath that fills the lungs, fills the body with oxygen. As if it's a gift being received from the universe, this breath. A gift every moment. And every time you notice the mind is wandering, perhaps, lost in thought, it's okay. Can you be generous to yourself, generous to your mind? In this moment, when you realize you've been lost, such an important moment to be generous. It's okay. It's okay. We can release. We can release smilingly, as if we're returning a gift to the universe. Thank you. This thought that has come up, I didn't choose it. It just came up. I'll release it back. Release it back into the mystery. Right where it came from. No fuss, no judgment. Releasing, releasing into gentle generosity for yourself. Trusting there is generosity. Of course there is. In your heart and mind. And receiving the generosity with each breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. Letting each breath received, receive, imbue the body, the heart, the mind with the goodness of generosity. Again, every time you may find your mind wandering, can you be generous to yourself? This is what minds do. This is what's happening right now. Or maybe you're sleepy. Can you be generous and kind, yet bring in more energy? Maybe deeper breaths. Maybe sit up a little more straight to support yourself. I'd like to invite you to consider now. You're sitting in a container of generosity. This whole body is held. An interweaving, interconnected world, supported by so much generosity, yours and others. Offering our work, our heart, our efforts, all of us. Through the generous work of so many people who have come before us, their dedication, because they cared so much. So many things in our lives is possible. It's available. People who supported us, who reared us. Family, friends, strangers. And maybe someone comes to your mind as being particularly generous in your life to you, or maybe not to you specifically, but when you think of generosity, they come up as someone whom you relate to, as an example, someone who exemplifies generosity. Of spirit. Maybe giving the benefit of doubt, or sharing their time, their attention, or maybe their affection generously. Letting your heart, your breath connect with this being in your mind's eye, with their goodness, feeling nourished. That they exist or they've existed. Could be someone you know personally or an archetypal person you've heard of. Say it could be Mother Teresa with her generosity of actions in the world. See who works for you. As if with each breath you were feeling into, appreciating the goodness of this being's generosity, awakening yours. Maybe you consider the gifts you have received from this being, if you know them personally. The kindnesses you've received. The sense of gratitude. Which helps you feel the abundance of your own heart and giving to yourself and others. Feeling the receptivity, the receiving first. Notice if your body relaxes, if it melts a bit, when you consider the gifts you've received, the kindness that you're held in kindness. No need for feeling undeserving or anything like that. You're a child of the universe. We all are. All deserving of kindness, generosity, goodwill. Let your heart receive the memory of the kindnesses, the generosities that have been bestowed upon you. And now what if this person that you're imagining, this generous being in your life, whispered in your ear, whispered in your heart, And their gift of generosity, their gift of spaciousness, of spirit, all of a sudden became yours. As if you were stepping into the shoes. Looking at your own life through the gaze of kindness, generosity, and also to others. How would you show up? How would you share your time, your affection, your presence, your resources, your benefit of doubt, with others, with yourself? With each breath connecting to generosity, within and without, receiving, giving, the breath, your gifts, your care. Time is short after all. We all have limited time on this earth to be generous to ourselves and others. Maybe you've had teachers who've been generous to you. Feeling into sharing their generosity outward, receiving, giving. Circle of generosity. If judgments arise, internally, externally, can you be generous? See what happens when you receive, when you meet the judgments with generosity instead of believing them. Generosity of spirit, largesse of spirit. Assuming the expansiveness, spaciousness of your heart that you know is available. It has been available at times, and it can become available at will. Expanding, expanding through cultivation. And for the last moments of this practice period, reconnecting with the body, with the breath, receiving the breath, generously offered the sensations of the body, the support that this body offers, the earth, the air, the mystery of being alive. Relishing, relishing the generosity of being alive, this precious human birth with all its joys and sorrows, its mystery. And offering, generously offering our goodness, our practice to all beings, near and far. May all beings everywhere be safe, especially those in war zones. May they be safe. May all beings be happy and healthy and have ease. May all beings feel the abundance, have abundance, and also share whatever they have generously. May all beings, including ourselves, be free. Thank you for your practice, everyone. So we have some time, a few minutes, If you'd like to share questions, comments, reflections, aha moments, complaints, it's all welcome. You can raise your hand. Jeannie, I see your hand.
Oh, Nikki, thank you that today was your generosity Dharma talk. Today was my generosity experience day. On Sunday night, I had lost all of my sensory motor functions temporarily to Meniere's disease, and it had been a tough week dealing with that afterwards, day by day until last night. I was back in contact, but not happy, and not in any way able to feel generous in any way to myself or to anyone else. And I went to bed thinking, you know, I just don't have that touch of happiness in my life anymore. And I awakened. For some reason, I awakened fully back in touch with myself. There I was. There was my body functioning, not only functioning, but happy. And I meditated and I went, did as I am wont to do, go online. And there met immediately a note thanking me for the generosity that I had given to my daughter. And then from the church that where I had taken her as a child, where she wanted me to give the money from both of them for my generosity, which I had remember I had given. And then I told my closest mindfulness friend, Anna, who knew you through the retreat as I did, and she was generous in her acceptance of me. I can't believe that all that was happening to me today. And then I see a note on social media from a woman who had given me the experience of my lifetime, taking me underwater to be able to visit an octopus in his den at a safe distance where I didn't threaten the octopus. And there was a note from her saying she in Belize is beginning a new beginning shelter for all the animals.
It sounds like, yeah. Yes.
And she gave me that. And then finally, I'm receiving your generosity again, Nikki. Thank
beautiful.
You.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank
you. It's a long story.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing. Yeah. So many feeling cut off with so much.
I'm back again.
Yeah. And then feeling generosity received and generosity giving to the world. Beautiful to feel as a part of, because we really are every moment, even if we're cut off from it, even if we don't feel it, even if the mind and the body are, you know, that it's, even if we feel there's nothing there, of course it's there. Of course it's there. And it's your example, the story you shared is beautiful to remind us we're part of this web of generosity, even if we forget at times. Yeah. Thank you, Jeannie. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, lovely. Any other reflections on generosity? Yeah. Any aha moments, problems, anything? Catherine says, I feel so grateful for Ginny's generosity in sharing her story. Oh, that's sweet. Thank you. Thank you both. Thank you all. Yeah. So let's turn, if there aren't any more reflections you want to share in either chat or in person, let's turn to small groups and just holding each other present. There's one question that just came. I feel clinging to the person who is generous. How to be generous but not clinging? I feel clinging to the person who is generous. How to be generous but not clinging? I'm a little unsure about the fullness of the question. I think there's more you mean here. If you wanted to raise your hand or if you wanted to type more, because there are two different things you're asking here. So one is clinging to the person who's generous, and then like the me who's generous or another person who's generous. If you feel like unmuting and sharing, you're welcome, or you can just type. Since I'm not seeing anything come through yet, I'll just pause one more moment while I give the instructions for the breakout rooms. So for the breakout rooms, again, as always, we speak, please speak from your own experience only. Your own experience, not managing or asking probing questions of others. Just let them have their own experience. You have your own experience. And so what you're offering could be silence. You could be offering your presence, holding others. And you offer one nugget, just a one brief relative nugget, and then the next person will offer a nugget about your experience of this practice period we had. And the next person will go around. Tonight we'll go whoever has the birthday closest to January 1st will speak first, just to mix it up a little bit. And have fun with generosity, as if you were the generosity, you're holding others with your generosity, and others are holding you. See what it feels like to take the practice off the cushion into the small groups, into this interacting with others. So I will create the rooms now, and let's see, what do I want to say? I think that's it. Creating the rooms, take care of yourself. Take care of others. Here you go. Any reflections? Neil.
So we talked in the group, right, about how, you know, generosity seemed to just make more generosity, right? Someone else mentioned it. I know I felt it too. You know, I felt more generous to the world. And, you know, by the end, I was like, oh gosh, so many people have been so generous to me, you know. And, you know, I mean, that certainly wasn't how I went into this meditation, you know. So it was just sort of interesting, you know, the way it yeah, right. It was like a skillful, benevolent, positive cycle.
Yeah. Beautiful, skillful, benevolent, positive cycle. I love it. Yeah. It's another word that just came up, which is not as elegant as what you said. It is kind of the snowball effect. You start to realize, oh wow, yeah, this is bigger than I realized, and in a beautiful way. So lovely. Thanks for sharing that, Neil. That's just lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah, especially that you didn't, of course, as you said, you didn't come in this evening with that intention, but realizing, wow, so many people have been so generous to me. What a beautiful feeling for us to take into the weekend together, or into the day or month and year and lives. So many people have been so generous to us, and it opens our heart to generosity, to give back, to share our gifts with them. That's certainly how I feel. Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, I see the question came through. Let's see. I meant when there is a sense of lack, I tend to be clinging. Oh, yes, of course. Of course, yeah, when there is a sense of lack. So the what I suggest there to actually notice how much you have received, and how much you really have. Sense of gratitude really supports generosity. And I make that point in the article I wrote. So I'll ask Neil generously to send that to you on the Google group. So thank you all. Thank you for your generosity in showing up and supporting yourself, supporting others. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Thanks, everyone.